The Indomitable Lions will on Tuesday play against the Warriors of Zimbabwe in their last 2025 AFCON qualifiers ahead of the match that will be played at the Ahmadu Ahidjo Stadium in Yaounde. Coach Mark Breeze and his 23-man squad continue to fine-tune their game plan at Dengwaikele Stadium in Yaounde. Tuesday's match will determine the leader of Group J going into next year's AFCON in Morocco, and it will be the 11th time that the two teams will face each other. In their last 10 confrontations, the Lions won 6, lost 3 and drew 1. In the meantime, Zimbabwe will host Kenya in the other day 5 match of Group J today at 5 p.m. If Zimbabwe wins the encounter, they will secure their ticket to next year's AFCON behind Cameroon. So far, Morocco, Burkina Faso, Cameroon, Algeria, Senegal, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Angola, Equatorial Guinea, Cote d'Ivoire, and Nigeria, the 11 countries who have already qualified for next year's AFCON in Morocco. In more football, Guinness Women's Super League champions FC Ebolova and the Cup of Cameroon winners Leke Fi will at 5 p.m. at Dengwaikele Stadium in Yaounde battle for the first ever Women's Football Super Cup trophy. It will be the third time that the two clubs face each other this season, and sports journalists Ivan Williams Njobati and Biwa Bryan believe that it's going to be a tough encounter based on the potentials of the teams.
It's like a remake of the Guinness Super League competition, whereby FC Bolova got a good one on Lekki Football Fee. But notwithstanding that, Lekki Football Fee, after the experience they have had at the UNIFAC Champions League Women's Tournament, whereby they were unfortunately defeated by TP Mazembe, they want to come back into this particular first ever Super Cup stronger.
It's going to be a face-off between two very formidable sides. Definitely the best during the just ended season. The K girls on one side, who won the cup, went on to represent Cameroon so well in the UNIFAC Zona qualifiers for the CAF Women's Champions League. And then on the other side, FC Ebolova was just coming from celebrating their first ever national title in the Female Division 1 Championship. They finished the championship undefeated. Going to be very difficult because if you want to study the squad depth of the both sides. But I think that FC Ebolova has an edge over the K girls in this competition, especially if you want to consider how it played out between these two during the league. FC Ebolova beat Lekki Girls home, and then away they separated on a 1-1 draw.
Sport journalists there reacting to the Super Cup finals today, pitting FC Ebolova against Lekki Fi. In basketball, the Group C FIBA AfroBasket 2025 qualifiers that will run from the 22nd to the 24th of this month in Dakar, Senegal, features Cameroon, Senegal, Rwanda and Gabon. The Basketball Lions will play against Gabon on the 22nd, take on Rwanda the next day and play against the host Senegal on the 24th. The two top of the group will advance to the next year's FIBA AfroBasket tournament. Now out of the country, UFC World Heavyweight Champion John Jones is set to defend his title tomorrow at the Madison Square Garden in New York against fellow American Stipe Miocic. John Jones, who is considered the greatest ultimate fighting champion fighter, has just one defeat in his career, and his opponent Miocic lastly fought in 2021, where he lost the world heavyweight belt to Francis Ngannou. That brings us to the end of the 7:30 a.m. sports news, read by Harrison Ashutiku.